Please join me in the affirmation of faith, which is from a brief statement of faith of the PCUSA. Friends, what is it that we believe? We trust in Jesus Christ, fully human, fully God. Jesus proclaimed the reign of God, preaching good news to the poor and release to the captives, teaching by word and deed and blessing the children, healing the sick and binding up the brokenhearted, eating with outcasts, forgiving sinners, and calling all to repent and believe the gospel. Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, as we approach this time of giving of our tithes and offerings, please help us remember that all we have are gifts from you, and help us to give back to the furtherance of your kingdom with an open and joyful heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would the deacons come forward, please?
As we prepare to, as we prepare for the prayers of the people, I invite you to share any joys and concerns that you have, and I have a few here. First of all, I know Bill put this out on the prayer chain, but Becky has asked us to pray for Martha Livingston and her husband Chris. Martha was scheduled for surgery tomorrow for cancer, But that has been postponed because Chris has to have triple bypass surgery tomorrow. So please pray for them as they both struggle with health issues. Pray for Chris as he undergoes the surgery. And pray for Martha that putting off the surgery for her cancer treatment won't be harmful. Also pray for Fred Toe, who continues his job search. Please pray for his success. It can be difficult this time of year, especially, I think, to find a new job. But Fred has a lot of gifts and just needs to find a place to use them. And from Janet, this week, Gary and Becky are celebrating birthdays, and Mark and Jeff as well. We have a whole bunch of birthdays this week, so in this two-week period, so please wish everybody a happy birthday. Gary is actually turning 80. And please, a prayer of thanksgiving for Janet's brother Bruce and his wife Penny, who are celebrating their 52nd anniversary today. Do we have any other prayer requests? Yes, Gary. No.
Johanna will be in Washington, D.C. on the 21st as part of the Women's Rally.
Right, the Women's March on Washington. Yes, Joe is going to be with us. And our prayers go with you, Joe, and I wish I could go with you myself. Other prayer requests? Yes.
We don't know the details yet, but there was a fire at the apartment complex across from us this morning. As we were coming up, the fire trucks and police were over there, and from this far away, the damage looks extensive even from this far away. So, yeah,
we followed the fire truck in. We were glad that it didn't come here. Are there any other prayer requests? Then let us turn our hearts and minds to God. And you'll note that there is an opening that I will say and then a closing that everyone will respond with. To God who welcomes all in love, let us pray for the good of the church and of the world and for those in need. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we come to you with open hearts and open minds, but hearts also that carry many joys and concerns. We lift them to you today so that you will know and hear and answer and be a comfort to us and a support as well. Oh Lord, we pray for our community and for our world. We pray as we pray as our country enters a time of transition, as we will be having a new president come forth this week to be sworn in and to take over the job. We ask that you be with him in his administration as they lead the country. We ask that you give him wisdom and patience and insight into the job that is before him. And Lord, we ask that you be with our country during the time of transition, and that you be with the women who will be walking in the Women's March on Washington, including Johanna, as she goes with her neighbor. Lord, we continue to pray for those parts of the world where there is violence and upheaval, where people have to flee from their homes, where civilians and innocents are killed. Help them, Lord, be with them, bring light to those dark places. help people to realize that all the world is yours. It doesn't belong to any of us. Help us, Lord. We pray for those requests that come from our within our congregation. We pray prayers of thanksgiving for Gary and Becky and Mark and Jeff as they celebrate birthdays. We pray for Bruce and Penny, who are celebrating their 52nd anniversary today. We pray for Martha and Chris Livingston as they both deal with serious health problems. And we pray especially for Chris as he undergoes surgery, triple bypass surgery tomorrow. We pray for Fred Toe as he continues his job search. Please pray for his success. And Lord, we pray for all of those prayers that are in our hearts that remain unspoken as we are here in the quietness of this place. Amen. Let us pray. God of every land and nation, you have created all people, and you dwell among us in Jesus Christ. Listen to the cries of those who pray to you, and grant that as we proclaim the greatness of your name, all people will know the power of love at work in the world. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our sending hymn is Christ Beside Me, number 2166. Friends, as we go forth from this place, let us go forth to follow Jesus, to hear him say, come and see, and to go and see where he leads us. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.